Hi, everybody. Welcome to English Digest. I'm Tom.
Hi, I'm Stephanie.
We're going to have some fun as we begin the month of April. This is our fun unit for April, and we're talking about something called situation puzzles. And you need to use your imagination when you play these games. You need to think outside the box.
Yeah, I'm sure people are going to be... Kind of surprised about this, because lately it seems like the only things we talk about in terms of fun have to do with, you know, phones or digital items like VR, something like that. But this is very different. This is actually sitting around and talking with other live people. You know, and coming up with solutions to some interesting puzzles. We're going to explain more about what this is like. But first, guys, as we always do, we're going to read through today's lesson. A situation puzzle is a game in which one person describes a scenario and asks the players to explain it. The situation is deliberately lacking in details, but the players may acquire more information by asking questions. However, these can only be answered with yes or no. A player wins by describing the approximate events that led up to the situation. To do so, they must use a blend of logical and lateral thinking. A famous example of this is sometimes known as turtle soup. Here's the riddle. A man in a restaurant orders turtle soup, tastes it once, and then runs outside to kill himself. Why? After some innovative questioning, players should arrive at the following explanation. The man was once stranded on an island with his fellow sailors. Though food was scarce and many sailors starved, the captain ensured the survival of the others by feeding them something he called turtle soup. However, when the man ordered this in the restaurant and it tasted different, he came to the realization that he'd consumed human flesh back on the island. Horrified by what he'd done, the man took his own life. As you can see, the solution is a little obscure and will only be reached by creative ideas and questions. Like many such puzzles, this one is characterized by elements of horror. To solve situation puzzles, one must think outside the box. Lateral thinking is a method of problem solving that involves ignoring the obvious approach in favor of something more indirect, and it can be beneficial in many fields. You'll undoubtedly need it to solve a fiendish situation puzzle.
Okay, it's time for us to explain the contents of today's lesson. Yes, these are situation puzzles. A puzzle is like something you need to solve. You can put together a puzzle if it has maybe 500 pieces or 1,000 pieces or something like that.
Yeah.
It would be like a picture of that castle in Germany or whatever, and you have a puzzle and you put all the pieces together. Some people enjoy doing that. A puzzle can also be a kind of question, maybe like a riddle or something that you're supposed to solve. Puzzles could also be these little games in which you try to figure out a solution to the arrangement of the items with this particular game. But this is a puzzle that you play with people. It's called a situation puzzle. A situation, of course, is just a scenario, a certain time when something happens. And a situation puzzle is a game in which one person describes a scenario and asks the players to explain it. So here we've got a scenario. Some people say scenario. I've heard that before, too, but I tend to say scenario. It's basically a summary of something, or it's kind of a situation that is defined by the person in this particular case. They describe a scene or a situation or a scenario, and then the other players are supposed to explain this scenario.
Yeah, I haven't done this before myself. I haven't played this, and it's kind of a new game, really. If you look it up online, it's relatively new, and we'll talk about a little bit more about that. But yeah, it's very interesting. But you have some sort of scenario, and usually the group has a host, and the host knows exactly what the answer is. And then the other players get to ask questions, but they can only be answered with a yes or no. I looked this up online, and you can also answer with something that's called a yope. A yope is a word that is supposed to answer a question with yes and no at the same time. So there's also, you can say N-A, N/A refers to a phrase we use quite a bit in English, which is not applicable or not something that applies to this situation. N-A, it doesn't apply. Or there's one called, here's another one, irrelevant, but assume yes. So you could answer that way. So it really depends on your host and the rules that you set up with the kids or the group that you're playing with, how you're going to play this out. But typically, you can ask for more information, but then you'll only be answered with a yes or no.
Right. That reminds me of a guessing game we used to play. Like, I'm thinking of something inside the room, and you can only ask yes or no. Is it big? Is it small? Is it yellow? Is it on the desk, et cetera? And those questions can
only... Can you eat it?
Exactly. Those are samples or examples of questions that can be answered with yes or no. And a player wins by describing the approximate events that led up to the situation. So if you want to win, you need to describe the events that caused this situation to occur, or at least the approximate events. If something's approximate, it's not exact, but it's pretty close. It's in the ballpark. It's more or less the same. So you just pretty much guess more or less the events that happened. You don't have to be exactly right, but you have to get the general idea of the situation. And to do so, in order to do this, they must use a blend of logical and lateral thinking. So you need to put on your thinking cap, as we say in English, and you use logic, which refers to common knowledge and how things generally operate, and also lateral thinking, which means thinking side to side, or also it means thinking outside the box. Think in a way that you haven't thought before.
Yeah, sometimes these puzzles can actually last, if they're good, they can last up to an hour. Not everything can be answered with a yes or no, though. So you have to set up your rules. You might be able to ask a question and the host will respond with, that depends, or perhaps. You know, they're not going to directly answer you. So it sounds like it's kind of fun. Some of these things, some of these phrases we're using in this are pretty new to English even. For example, saying that something requires lateral thinking. We've been saying you can think outside the box for a long time. The term lateral thinking puzzle was actually made popular by a guy named Paul Sloan, and he wrote his book, Lateral Thinking Puzzlers, which apply to this, in 1992. So that's relatively recent, I would say. But yeah, it's kind of fun. Now, these situation puzzles can last for 15 minutes. You know, that's not a real tough one, I would say. It's a pretty easy scenario to decipher or to figure out or to come up with an answer that works. But if it lasts for an hour, you can assume that the puzzle you're solving was pretty difficult. It wasn't real easy. But it's kind of fun to have these situations where you have to really think of things that you wouldn't necessarily come up with just normally. That's why we say lateral thinking. Lateral means to the side. So sometimes if you're in a sport like football, you'll have lateral exercises, or soccer, where you have to be able to move quickly to the side, back and forth, and not just forward and backward.
Exactly. You have lateral passes in rugby, for example. You can't throw it forward. You have to throw it either laterally or backwards. And let's move on now to the next paragraph here. It says, a famous example of this, a famous example of this particular game, is sometimes known as turtle soup. Okay. There's the question there. Let's find out what the actual solution here is. It says, here's the riddle. A riddle is like a puzzle. A riddle, of course, is when you are given a certain amount of information and you have to guess the answer. What is round on the ends and high in the middle? Well, that's Ohio, the state of Ohio. That's a riddle. And, of course, at the Yuanxiao Festival here in Taiwan, you have riddles written on the sides of lanterns, and you're supposed to read the riddles and solve the riddles. So here's the riddle, which is turtle soup. A man in a restaurant orders turtle soup, tastes it once, and then runs outside to kill himself. Why? Okay, so that's the riddle. Yeah, why would a person who ate turtle soup suddenly want to kill himself? Why would somebody want to commit suicide? Was the turtle soup that bad?
Or maybe they didn't realize it was an actual turtle soup. Maybe they grew up with turtles as a pet. I don't know. I've never had turtle soup. It's not something that I would necessarily eat. But this is the riddle. He orders the turtle soup, tastes it once, and then runs outside to kill himself. Why? I was telling Tom, I went immediately to the fact that he'd eaten human flesh and had been told that it was turtle soup in the past. I figured that one out. There have been a lot of articles lately about cannibalism and how, you know, it happens around the world but it's kind of gross. But normally you wouldn't necessarily jump to that conclusion, right? Mm. So that's why they say you have to think outside the box or imagine something that you normally would never consider. And if you're good at that, you'll probably be good at this particular game. I was reading that it also is called Minute Mysteries. Sometimes it's called that. Or Lateral Thinking Puzzles. Or some people call them Yes-No Puzzles. We played Yes-No games, as Tom was saying, but we never had to really think very laterally. And usually it was just an object in a room that we were trying to guess. Hmm. And we would say not just yes and no, but sometimes we'd say, you're warmer. Hmm. No, colder, which means you're further away or farther away from what it actually is. So this is a type of puzzle that you have to really think innovatively. So it says, after some innovative questioning, innovative means very new. Something that most people don't think about, or maybe there's been an innovative upgrade to something that you use and makes it really almost like brand new. We're going to talk more about this, guys, but right now it's time to take a quick break. Listen to our Chinese teacher and then we'll be back.
听众朋友大家好，我是 Anna。我们今天要带大家来看一个游戏。这个游戏啊就出现在 title 叫做 Situation Puzzles。这个是什么样的游戏呢？中文可以说是情境猜谜的游戏。那情境猜谜到底是什么游戏？因为一定有蛮多的人啊都不知道它到底是怎么玩的，所以文章的第一段一定会先下个定义，到底它是什么东西。其实情境游戏它就是一种大家可以一起玩，但是有一个人要出题哦，他出题要出一个 situation， 要一个情境，要一个 scenario， 然后要求其他的玩家来解释它。但是游戏的规则就是玩家提问之后，出题的人只能够用 yes or no， 是或者是非来回答。好，我们刚刚讲的这个定义啊就出现在第一段，不过第一段的第一句要特别小心哦，这里有一个关系子句，我们看到的 which 前面还带了一个 in which， 所以其实我们要从介系词的 in 这个地方就开始左括号，右括号则是在句尾的地方。当然先行词就是那个游戏，所以定义下得很清楚， A situation puzzle is a game， 它就是个游戏。什么游戏呢？ In which 这两个字直接把它抓出来，因为在关带当中其实它就有连接词的一个功能，所以 in which 其实它的意思就是 and in the game， 而在这个情境游戏当中有人要出题，然后其他人要试图要解释为什么会产生这个现象，那其他的玩家呢就是问问题，然后出题的人只能回答 yes or no， 那到最后看谁解开谁就赢了嘛。可是我们在第一段第三句这个地方也要特别注意，它有一个关系子句哦，先行词是 the approximate events， 后面的 that 一直到句尾 则是一个限定用法的关系子句。所以到底要怎么样能获胜呢？其实逻辑思考要很清楚，而且重点是答案通常都会跟我们想的不一样。所以第一段最后一句第四句的最后面 lateral thinking 要把它特别抓出来。所谓的 lateral thinking 就是一种有点像另类思考的感觉，因为所谓的另类思考的 lateral thinking 就是跟我们一般的 traditional 或者是 expected 传统的或者是期待的方式是不同的哦，要特别的一种思考方式才能够解题。所以有时候呢，我们会直接举一个最有名的例子，像第二段的第一句有提到 turtle soup 海龟汤这个谜题。那这个谜题的 riddle 就是有一个人他在餐厅里点了一个海龟汤，但是他吃了一口就跑去自杀了，为什么会这样呢？
We're going to take a quick break. Stay tuned, we'll be right back.
Welcome back, everybody. Let's continue talking about situation puzzles. We gave you an example, the one known as turtle soup. We've got this riddle. A man in a restaurant orders turtle soup. He tastes it, and then he runs outside to kill himself. Why is that? Well, you need to figure out exactly why he ran outside to kill himself, and you figure that out by asking yes-no questions, but you need to think outside the box. You need to do some lateral thinking there in order to come up with some interesting questions in order to find the information that you require. And you should come to the following explanation. An explanation, of course, is when you explain or when you figure out why something happened. You're late for school. What is your explanation?Well, I missed the bus, and my dad had already left for work and couldn't give me a ride. It was raining, and I forgot my umbrella. That's my explanation. And so you come up with this following explanation. The man was once stranded on an island with his fellow sailors. Okay, so that's the explanation for the scenario. The man was once on an island. He couldn't get off the island. He was stranded there, and there were some other sailors on the island with him.And though food was scarce and many sailors starved, the captain ensured the survival of the others by feeding them something he called turtle soup. Okay, so this is, again, part of the explanation. Food was scarce. There wasn't very much food there. And lots of sailors actually starved. They probably starved to death. But the captain, the leader of all these sailors, said, "Don't worry, fellas, because I've got something for you to eat. It's called turtle soup." And he fed them that turtle soup, and some of them actually were able to survive because of that.
They probably had never had turtle soup before this happened. I know turtle soup's popular in Asia, but it's really not popular in the Western world. So I can see how the captain was probably trying to come up with a name of a food that they would still tolerate, and not tell them the truth of it. So food was scarce. If something's scarce, you don't have enough of it.Sometimes money is scarce, and you have to justhold back on things that you want and save your pennies and your NT dollars up and buy something once you have enough for it. So food was scarce. The many sailors that were on this trip starved. As Tom said, we usually say starved to death. We use to exaggerate how hungry we are. Sometimes we say, oh, I'm starving to death.Obviously, you're not. We all have lots of food in our lives. We're very lucky to live in Taiwan where there's plentiful food. But sometimes as a joke, we'll go, oh, I'm starving to death. But if you see he starved to death, that means he literally did not have enough food to remain alive. So food was scarce. A lot of the sailors didn't survive. They died.But he ensured and made sure the survival of the remaining sailors by feeding them something that he called turtle soup. However, when the man ordered this in the restaurant, he thought, well, I've had that before. I can try it here in the restaurant. It should be good, tasty, right? He came to the realization that he'd consumed human flesh back on the island. It tasted different because what he had eaten before was obviously...not turtle soup. And I guess his mind jumped to the worst possible thing, and he realized that his captain had been serving them, the bodies of the sailors who had passed away. If you eat human flesh, that's called cannibalism. And you're seeing articles about that lately these days.
Indeed. So he's been able to figure this out by tasting the soup. Oh, this does not taste like turtle soup. Oh, my goodness. That means what I was told was turtle soup actually wasn't. It was something else. And I was on that island. And, of course, my fellow sailors, some of them died. And the captain said, oh, don't worry, guys. You're going to survive. So you put one and one together and you come up with an explanation. He came to the realization that he'd consumed human flesh back on the island. So realization means that you suddenly learn something that you did not before. The verb for that is to realize. Mm-hmm. I just realized something. You actually did not go to the concert. You actually went somewhere else. You told me you went to the concert, but you actually didn't. So I've just come to that realization after talking to some people. And yes, he consumed human flesh back on that island, horrified by what he'd done. The man took his own life. So he's horrified. He could not live with himself. Oh, my goodness. I had human flesh. I'm a cannibal. So if you're horrified by something, you're really scared, you're terrified. You could be horrified by all sorts of things. If you're walking in a house, someone's house, and you hear this kind of spooky sound, you could be horrified. Oh, there's a ghost in here. It's a haunted house. But he was horrified, and he thought, I cannot live with myself after having done that. And so he put a gun to his head.
Or however he killed himself. I wanted to mention, Tom, you said this two different ways, and there are two pronunciations. Realization, which is more UK, British pronunciation, or realization, which is what Americans say. Yeah. Mm. And sadly, he couldn't live with the fact that he'd actually eaten not just human flesh, but sailors he'd known. Mm. That's just like...
Pretty weird.
I'm not eating my family or my friends ever. I don't care. So, yeah, horrified. There's something awful that you can't even imagine in your mind. You're filled with horror. You're really shocked. That's why we call some of those movies, we call them slasher movies, because they use knives and different ways to kill people that are unimaginable, to me at least. I don't like those movies. They gross me out. I'm horrified by them. They are called horror movies because there's a lot of horror in them. But he was horrified and by what he had done, and he couldn't live with himself, so he killed himself. As you can see, the solution to this particular situation puzzle is a little obscure. If something's obscure, it's unclear. It could be unclear, uncertain, very little is known about it, you know. Maybe there's an island that is very obscure to most people. They haven't heard of it. They don't know what goes on there. Obscure. So obscure just means something that's unclear. Or if someone says something that's obscure to you, it just means what they said isn't easy for you to understand. It's maybe it wasn't clearly expressed. But the solution to this problem is a little obscure, a little difficult to understand, and will only be reached by creative ideas and questions. Who would jump to that? You know, I was telling Tom, I jumped to it because there have been a lot of articles about cannibalism lately. And I thought, oh, I know what happened. And if you're on a desert or an island where you're stranded, there usually aren't a lot of food options, right? There aren't a lot of animals, like, you know, kill a cow or a pig or something. No. So
maybe coconuts.
Maybe coconuts, but will that keep you alive for long? I don't know.
I guess you'd have to talk to Tom Hanks. He was on an island in a movie, The Survivor or something.
He would know about cannibalism.
Cast Away, I think. But in any case, yeah, I don't think he had to eat human flesh, though, because he was the only guy on the island. But that's another story here. Again, this is kind of an obscure solution to this question. It's kind of unusual. It's different. And, of course, you'd have to come to this conclusion or come up with this explanation by asking a series of questions. And then you need to use your creativity to actually think of those questions.
Yeah.
And again, the solution can only be reached by creative ideas and questions. And like many such puzzles, this one is characterized by elements of horror. So to characterize something just means to point out its distinct features, okay? To say how it's different from other things. So this type of music is characterized by a heavy beat and lots of emphasis on the bass guitar. That's how this music is characterized. And in this particular case, these puzzles are characterized, or they are special, because of the elements of horror. They're kind of scary and they're kind of gross.
Kind of gross is right. Now, moving on to the final paragraph, to solve situation puzzles, how do you play this game? That's what we're getting to. You have to think outside the box. So lateral thinking is a method of problem solving that it involves ignoring what's obvious. Okay, so you have to think in a way that most other people might not. Ignore the obvious approach in favor of doing something more indirect. So you kind of have to maybe not go straight to the answer. Maybe you have to go around a corner and through another door before you come up with a question that will help you solve the puzzle. So it's more indirect. It's not obvious. It's not direct. So that's what's kind of fun about these situation puzzles. It can be beneficial in many fields. I know when I was with my last company in New York, it was a management consulting firm, and when they did job interviews, they would often use these type of situation puzzles. They wanted people who could think outside the box, think laterally, expand their thinking, come up with solutions that your average person would never think of. The ones who came up with the best answers were hired.
Exactly, of course. A lot of jobs just don't require a lot of thinking. You're just told to do something and you do it. But different kinds of jobs will require or expect people to actually be creative and to come up with some ideas for the company to make money or to market new products or services or whatever. So again, we're talking about the fact that this game can be beneficial. It can be useful in many fields. So yes, indeed, if you want to get ahead in business or something like that, maybe you should try some of these games and see what you can come up with, and you'll undoubtedly need it to solve a fiendish situation puzzle. Undoubtedly, or you could say without a doubt, for certain, 100%, you may need it to solve a situation puzzle that is fiendish. Fiendish here just means having to do with a fiend, which is like a really sneaky or cruel person.
A devil.
So if something's fiendish, it kind of has to do with horror, or something that is scary. So indeed, you might need to solve this kind of puzzle. And I'm sure there are lots of examples online and maybe some other statements that you can try to solve. But again, it's probably best to get together with people and play this game aloud. Put those darn phones down and actually play a game like this. Okay, that brings us to the end of our explanation for today. Let's listen now to our Chinese teacher.
好，为什么会这样子呢？当然会有很多人会有一些提问啊，然后大家就想说，哦，可能那里面有毒，像这种就是一个很 traditional thinking, 很传统的方式，好吧？其实真正的答案是这样子的。原来啊，是这名男人他是一个水手，他之前呢跟其他船员曾经一起被困在岛上，但是船长哦，一直告诉他们，食物都够，我会一直煮海龟汤给你们吃，于是他们都生存了。可是啊，后来回到了现实生活当中，这名男人在餐厅点了海龟汤，吃到的味道跟之前在船这个困在岛上的味道不一样的时候，他发现他其实吃的是人肉，所以他就跑去自杀了。好，这就是一种另类思考，而且是一个好玩的地方，对不对？不过我们在第二段呢，当然刚才的文意大致上是这样，我们要特别注意一下是第五句的地方。第五句先看到动词是船长确保什么什么东西，这个 ensure, E-N-S-U-R-E, 它是一个及物动词哦。ensure something, 或者是后面可以直接加上 that 的子句。所以船长啊，他要确保其他的水手的生存 ,the survival of the others, by doing something, 借由做一件事情，借由为他们就是所谓的海龟汤这件事情。那后来呢，那这个男生他就吃到了味道不一样的海龟汤，就突然了解到另外一件事。接下来的第六句就很重要了。逗点之后的 he came to the realization。首先这个片语的 come to the realization 指的是了解到一件事情。那什么事呢？后面的 that 一直到句尾请用中括号。中括号的意思是名词子句哦，也就是说在这里的 that 不是冠带，它是一个无意义的连接词。这个连接词后面连接的 he had consumed 一直到 island 这整个句子其实就是 the realization 他了解到的这件事情。有时候我们的文意不清楚，所以例如我们在英文当中常会用 the fact that 或者是 the realization that the theory that 后面的 that 其实都不是冠带，而是一个无意义连接词等号的概念。好，那当然如果你发现你吃了人肉的话，一定会感受非常的差，而且感觉很恐怖，对不对？所以接下来第二段的第七句就是一个分词构句啦，因为被他自己过去曾经吃过人肉这件事情吓到之后，他就决定自杀了。好，第七句是个分词构句哦， horrified by something 其实还原的话应该有连接词的 because he was horrified by something， 把连接词 because 删掉，后面的 be 动词 was 改成 being， 那前面他的 he 跟逗点之后的 the man 指的就是一样的题目当中吃人肉的那个人，所以主词 he 也删掉了，这就是所谓的分词构句，让句子可以简化，整个文章会比较流畅。所以如果我们今天真的要解一个情境猜谜游戏的话，就要利用到在第一段最后一句提到的 logical and lateral thinking， 逻辑要很好，但是又需要另类思考。可是在这篇文章当中第三段第一句特别也有提到，当我们要另类思考的时候，指的是我们的思考必须要跳脱框架，所以在第一句最后面四个字可以画起来哦， think outside the box， 指的就是可以跳脱框架来思考。所以似乎这个游戏还可以增进我们的智力哦，好像蛮好玩的，大家不妨有空的时候可以玩看看。好，以上就是我们今天的内容，我是安娜，我们下次见。
That's it, guys. Thanks for joining us. We hope you get a chance to try this out, the situation puzzle. Get together with your friends, think outside the box, and see if you can come up with the correct answer. For English Digest, I'm Stephanie.
I'm Tom. Goodbye.
Bye.